tonight, turn down the noise of the day and focus on the rest with AGZ, the nightly drink for winding down and resting up. New from AG1. AGZ supports your body's natural sleep cycle with clinically studied key herbs, adaptogens, and minerals in amounts supported by research. And no melatonin, helping you wake feeling rested. Wind down, rest up with AGZ. Learn more at drinkagz.com.
By the time I hit my 50s, I'd learned a few things, like how family is precious. Work can always wait. And 99% of people over 50 already have the virus that causes shingles. Not everyone at risk will develop it, but I did. The painful, blistering rash disrupted my life for weeks. Don't learn about your shingles risk the hard way. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today. Sponsored by GSK.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Chandler Dickerson, and then the football came out. Who recovers? Tennessee for the touchdown.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Good! And the Patriots have the lead.
Today's guests, former NFL general manager Mike Mayock, plus your phone calls, latest injury news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show. We are the last remaining undefeated team in the National Football League. Right here on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, everywhere, as well as ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. We say hello to those maybe listening on Sirius XM Channel 80, which is in the ESPN Radio dial, as well to our podcast listeners. All 3 hours available every single day. If you want to listen to us whenever you want, it's your right to do so. We don't deny you that right. All 3 hours distributed through the Rich Eisen Podcast Network, thanks to our friends at the ESPN Pod Center as well. 844-204-RICH is, as always, the number to dial. My buddy Mike Mayock from back in the day on NFL Network, he's going to be joining right in the middle of the show to give us his 2 cents on everything going on in week number 5 of the NFL that is in the books, with the exception of tonight's big Monday night finale between the Kansas City Chiefs, trying to get above 500 for the first time this season, taking on a Jacksonville Jaguars team that is at 3-1, wants to put their card on the table and tell everybody in the National Football League we belong, as well as belong tied with the Colts atop the AFC South if they win tonight. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman. How are you, sir?
Rich, I am spectacular.
No doubt. You are a Patriot fan and feeling good about your life. Mike Del Tufo, an outrage that you're wearing a Dodger hat again. Because you are a New Jersey guy.
Yankees suck, Rich.
Thank you, sir, for that information. Yeah. Way to jump off that bandwagon again, Mike.
Yeah, I'm back on that.
And TJ Jefferson, good to see you over there. How are you, sir?
I mean, a win is a win.
That's right. There you go.
No, actually, they beat the Jets. I mean, right. Why do you give me a question? They beat the Jets. Brockman, am I right?
No.
Come on, it doesn't count.
You've got to give him a drop.
So annoying.
That's the drop coming off of it. By the way, they look great.
I mean, yeah.
Excuse me.
A win is a win.
Excuse me, sir.
I mean, a win is a win.
What's the matter with you people?
Except Rich.
Around here. You denigrating, you know, a victory in the National Football League, and you should feel good about it, man. No CeeDee Lamb, and we'll
I can't
talk
feel good because of jerks like him.
Let's all get along.
We can't.
We've got
I'm
a 3 hour show.
I'm a jerk.
And we'll talk more about the Cowboys later on. I do want to start about the show with the defending Super Bowl champions no longer being an undefeated team. Same thing with the Buffalo Bills, the two last remaining undefeated teams in the National Football League, all went down on the same day. Philadelphia in the, I can't call it an early window, in the earliest window was the Vikings beating the Browns on NFL Network, and the Eagles losing to the Broncos in the 1 Eastern hour. And then the Bills lose on Sunday Night Football to the New England Patriots, which we'll talk about. But the defending Super Bowl champs went down. And they go down to the Denver Broncos, and we'll talk about the Broncos in a second. But we linger on the defending Super Bowl champions that can't seem to put a full complete game together. You take a look at their opening night win. There was that weather delay that kind of threw the Dallas Cowboys off. Had the Cowboys caught one, from CeeDee Lamb, they might have won that one. And you know what? I did just start by saying you can't denigrate a win in the National Football League, so I won't do so. Bottom line is the Eagles were 4-0. They earned every last one of them. And they were playing games where they were making the most of a team's mistakes and beating you with it. That's the earmark of a defending Super Bowl champion. And in the first three quarters of the game in Philadelphia, the Broncos were making mistakes. They were not playing clean football. They were playing good defensive football, and they were stopping the run. But they weren't stopping the pass. And as a matter of fact, the Philadelphia Eagles were up 17-3 in this game, entering the fourth quarter. That's usually all she wrote. But then something happened. Bo Nix started happening. Cortland Sutton started happening. J.K. Dobbins started happening. R.J. Harvey started happening. The defense started happening even better. And an 18-0 fourth quarter by the Denver Broncos left the Philadelphia Eagles with their first loss of the season. And everyone wondering what is up with this offense. It's kind of crazy that the entire week is spent talking about A.J. Brown's Bible verse and what it meant and how pissed he might have been. And then you hear a report on Sunday that Devontae Smith is just as upset. And A.J. Brown met with the coach and the general manager to air things out personally and yada, yada, yada. The two of them together get 18 targets for 13 catches and 147 yards in the air. Devontae Smith with a season-high 114 yards. A.J. Brown, just 43 of them. Jalen Hurts didn't run a lick. Neither did Saquon Barkley. The two of them together. That's crazy. The two of them together had 8 carries. Jeez. That's it. 8 carries. Sometimes the Eagles on a long drive just to take some air out of the ball and some time off the clock, the two of them might combine for 8 carries in a single drive. And they only had it in a game. Saquon ripped one off for 17 yards. That's all he had. He did have the 47-yarder in the air to score. So the passing game, everyone's saying, what's wrong with the passing game? Then the passing game shows up and is pretty darn good. Now everyone's wondering what's going on with the running game.
Yeah.
And at the end of the game, stuff happened that didn't go their way at the very end. They didn't get a call, and they didn't get a Hail Mary coming down in the arms of A.J. Brown, potentially because he was wearing Devontae Smith at the time. So you got two Eagles basically lined up to catch the ball, one on top of the other, surrounded by Denver Broncos. And that's the way Nick Sirianni strolled to the podium to talk about what's potentially wrong about a Super Bowl team that's 4-1.
I think that the guys have worked extremely hard in preparation. I see the same hunger that was there prior to us winning the Super Bowl. So I don't think it's anything like that. The name of this game is always going to come down to, you know, detail. And, as far as us as coaches and players, we weren't detailed enough today, and they were a little more detailed than us. And it's a good football team. Hats off to them. Coach Payton's obviously a really good coach. And, a lot of respect for that opponent.
So attention to detail. Let's drill down on this, because this is now the parsing you're going to be hearing in Philadelphia and maybe nationally throughout the week. Jalen Hurts, I think, put his finger on it multiple times in this particular soundbite at his podium afterwards.
What's attributed to the start offensively and then stall?
Lack of execution.
You said some things don't get you until they get you. From your perspective, what got you today?
Lack of execution.
So let me write that down.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do you say? Lack of execution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lack of an execution.
Well, we also heard from
Mailata, one of the offensive linemen, throughout the last week or two. They're getting the plays in late from offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo, or they're coming in and Jalen's not breaking the huddle quickly enough. Nobody's really pointing a finger exactly at anybody in particular, but I'm sure it's going to be pointed at the offensive coordinator. This was Sirianni on the on that subject matter.
No, I again, there's so many things that go into that. I feel like I didn't feel, you know, obviously we had the one that was a huge one on fourth down, where we got up and kind of snapped it on one. A lot of things that go into that. Again, we're doing everything we can do to, you know, find solutions, not assign blame. And it's, we're a team, we're together. So it's always going to be an us thing.
Okay. Note to everybody in Philadelphia, no finger pointing within that building. It's incredible. Is it, I guess it's a Philly thing. Every single year that they constantly win, maybe even a Super Bowl last year, it was a conversation. What's going on in that locker room? Can Sirianni bring everyone together? And then they have a parade where the only blood that you see is on the forehead of the general manager who takes a beer off the dome. You know what I mean? So I'll just say this. Week five, can't win them all. On top of it, in terms of getting things executed and getting things buttoned up, negative is it's a short week. They've got a Thursday night game next up. The positive thing is it's against the Giants team that turned it over five consecutive possessions in New Orleans against a winless Saints team. And then they go to Minnesota. That will be J.J. McCarthy's first game back as the starting quarterback of the Vikings, apparently, unless he's still not ready, or Kevin O'Connell wants to give a revenge game start as a thank you to getting us through the four games, as it would be, without J.J. McCarthy.
That's what I was wanting to ask
you. To Carson Wentz.
Confirmed?
I think it's all expected, as they use that phrase here, that J.J. McCarthy will be back after a bye week. Carson Wentz having won 2 of 3 as the starter. And then they're home against the Giants before a bye week. And that's the whole point here. They've got three games over a span of 17 days to get all the execution stuff down and buttoned up with a bye week on top of it to get healthy. Because if you pop that schedule up one more time, that's the meat of the order, if you will. At Green Bay, home for Detroit, at Dallas, home for Chicago, at the Chargers before they have the Vegas Raiders, who are having their problems right now, stroll into town. Then they finish up with three massive ones. A home and home against Washington wrapped around a visit to Buffalo. In what I do believe, let me get this correct, is in fact, no, it is not. It's the second to last game in that old building. So there's tough games ahead, winnable games ahead for them to get ready to win the tough games. And more than enough time for them to put full games together. And then more than enough time to maybe not lose some games and everyone have their hair on fire and point the finger at the offensive coordinator. And the head coach is like, it's all hunky-dory here. Look elsewhere. Look elsewhere. But that's what happens when you lose one at home. Certainly when you have it in hand at 17-3 and then you lose the fourth quarter 18-0 in the game. And then let's give it up for your Denver Broncos, everybody. Because when you are the bandwagon in the National Football League, where everybody is buying tickets to get on, to the point where you need to offer free seats on future bandwagons just to make room for the crush of people who want a seat on the bandwagon, you don't do too well. And the Denver Broncos started slow. It didn't look pretty at home against the Titans in week one, but a win is a win. I don't see any pictures in the standings. And then the Denver Broncos lost two in a row that they could have easily won. Where the Colts, they had them dead to rights, and the Colts get another shot at a missed field goal due to a leverage penalty and win it. Then they're at the Chargers, who won it at the final gun. Denver then takes care of Cincinnati on a Monday night in a short week visit to Philadelphia before a full-on week in London. That is what we call a brutal stretch of games, but they beat the Bengals And then they took care of business against the Eagles in Philadelphia in total Sean Payton fashion, which is hit you in the mouth, come up with some gritty offensive plays, an offensive play from your quarterback, and then just do bat guano crazy stuff like going for two and roll the dice so you can get a 1-point lead rather than give the Eagles an option to try and take the game in overtime and win it. And the defense started balling out. 6 sacks in week 5. They lead the NFL with 21 sacks through 5 weeks of the NFL campaign. Cortland Sutton with 99 yards receiving. And 4 of Sutton's 8 catches and 76 of those 99 yards came in the fourth quarter, in which Bo Nix was 9 of 10 for 127 yards and a touchdown. That's the way to do it. You hit him in the mouth, you surprise him with a 2-point conversion by rolling the dice, and you are Sean Payton, and you're now heading to London right away. They're going to be getting ready for their body clocks and everything for the Jets, who are at present the only winless team in the NFL, in the history of the NFL, to go 0-5 without a single takeaway by their defense. Then they come home because it was their option to take a bye week or not. They said, let's just come home and we'll play. They're going to have the Giants. And New York football is 1-9 right now. And that's the next two opponents for the 3-2 Denver Broncos, who then have Dallas and then at Houston, home for Vegas and home for Kansas City. And that's the key here. The question is just how many teams will they be tied with at the top of the AFC West through 5 weeks? Because the Chargers lost to the Commanders. And if the Chiefs win tonight, that'll make it a 3-way tie at 3-2 atop the AFC West. And if not, then the Denver Broncos have a full game lead on the Chiefs going into this part of the schedule. They can make some hay. Sean Payton's got to be feeling really good about things.
You know, there were a lot of reasons. You know, you could say you weren't going to be successful, but our guys did a good job of preparing. And I think the locker room prior to today felt like this was going to be the result. I mean, I've done this long enough. I've got pretty good instincts. And then, you know, as a coach, you're waiting to see. And at halftime, I felt really good. You know, despite the unsuccessful drives offensively, I loved where we were at.
You should. What a win. What a W.
What a win.
And again, I know they're 3-2. They could be 5-0. But they're 3-2. And that's good enough. And don't forget, they're still paying Russell Wilson this season. They're done with that contract as of next year, when Bo Nix will be on year 3, and they could just start loading up even more. Are they a good team? Physical team. Running at you, sacking you, coming after you, locking you down. Cortland Sutton had those 99 yards receiving. A.J. Brown had Patrick Surtain, the reigning defensive player of the year, travel with him on 48 of 52 snaps. Okay, so let's take the defensive player of the year and put him on the guy that's sending out Bible verses about how patient he needs to be. Good stuff, man. They can do it, and they just did it to the defending Super Bowl champs. As for the other remaining undefeated team entering week number 5, they took it on the chin against the New England Patriots on Sunday Night Football. We'll discuss that. We'll also discuss what's going on with the Ravens in this first hour. What a dynamite game in the Pacific Northwest between the two Carolina Panther quarterback castoffs. Turned stud quarterbacks, and in the case of Baker Mayfield, you could make the case, and maybe we will do later, your current pole position favorite through 5 weeks of the National Football League as MVP. It's one of the topics Chris Brockman hit on Overreaction Monday, which is available for you to see in youtube.com/RichEisen Show, our YouTube channel, every single Monday. That's already done. It's already out for you to listen to, as well as a podcast, and maybe You can catch it later on for the first of hopefully many times, knock on wood, at 4:30 Eastern time, a half hour version of the show on ESPN2, leading to, I believe, this first hour that you're watching right now, either live or on tape. This is like the most meta thing I've ever done. Oh, by the way, is this our 11-year anniversary today?
It is today. Hey. Yeah.
How about us?
Hey.
How about us?
How about you guys?
You know what you get for your 11-year anniversary? Another 2.5 hours of the Rich Eisen Show right here. More of us.
Pizza?
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. We are the only undefeated team remaining.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, and that jingle. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. They offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. I've been to O'Reilly Auto Parts over and over again, and I get exactly what I need. The parts and a friendly face. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts, they can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. Of course, the importance of being helpful and having a friendly service face look right at you and say, "We've got your back. We've got your car ready to go back on the road." It makes all the difference, doesn't it? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto. Do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Buying a car can be like a long road trip. There's negotiating prices, lots of fees, and a difficult process. But with an auto loan from Navy Federal, you're on the highway to higher savings. We want our members to save more on their next auto purchase. That's why we offer great rates, military discounts, and pre-approvals that are good for 90 days. Plus, we offer most decisions in seconds. You could even get $200 when you refinance your auto loans from another lender with us. So if you want to save more on your next auto purchase, learn more and apply for an auto loan at NavyFederal.org/autoloans. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Terms and conditions apply for military discounts. Refinance loan must be at least $5,000 to be eligible for the $200. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing your new Dell PC, powered by the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps you handle a lot, even when your holiday to-do list gets to be a lot. Because it's built with all-day battery, plus powerful AI features that help you do it all with ease, from editing images to drafting emails to summarizing large documents to multitasking. So you can organize your holiday shopping and make custom holiday decor and search for great holiday deals and respond to holiday requests and customer questions and customers requesting custom things and plan the perfect holiday dinner for vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, and Uncle Mike's carnivore diet. Luckily, you can get a PC that helps you do it all faster, so you can get it all done. That's the power of a Dell PC with Intel inside, backed by Dell's Price Match Guarantee. Get yours today at Dell.com/holiday. Terms and conditions apply. See Dell.com for details.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward. Visit careers.progressive.com. So, with the Eagles going out, the Bills were the last remaining undefeated team in the National Football League. But by the way, in case you're wondering, the way the NFL and its stat-heavy crew views this thing, it's not like poker, who's lasted the actual longest. If you're out on the same day, you tie as the last remaining undefeated team in the National Football League season. So the Eagles and the Bills are tied for the 2025 campaign as being the last undefeated teams in the National Football League. That said, I don't think a lot of people thought the Patriots could win the game, maybe give them a scare. Was that your higher register on Thursday? Chris?
No, I didn't want to be a super homer. I went Seahawks for higher.
Yeah, my higher register hit. Then Denver might be able to give the Eagles that game and actually pull it through. A lot of people are like, I don't know, Drake May has been playing well. You never know. And, you know, sure enough, you know, Patriots come out. Unfortunately, they got to settle. They don't want to ever settle. In Buffalo, the train whistles are going. They're wearing their white uniforms. Tirico's having trouble. Like, the Rolls Royce of Tirico is having trouble reading those numbers because they were in silver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. A couple of times he goes, that's Curtis Samuel, I believe. That was a tough assignment. Everybody wearing white. And here come the Bills, man. Marching down the field. And guess what happens? Fumble. Bad operation. Dawson Knox knocks the ball out of Josh Allen's hand. And then off we go. A three turnover night for the Bills ensue. And even the Patriots were overcoming a fumble by Ramondre Stevenson, who gave that ball right back to the Bills. Right after the takeaway, here comes a giveaway.
Stupid.
And that's when every Patriot fan I knew, including a 14-year-old in my house, starts screaming at the screen. And you know this, how diehard Cooper is of a Patriot fan, because he's also a diehard Michigan fan. I took him to the Big House for the first time this weekend. He starts screaming for a Buckeye to get out there. You're all waiting for Travion Henderson to start taking diaper off, to use.
I'm sure Coop wasn't saying what I was saying in my house.
Another choice words.
Cut him!
But the diaper, which is the phrase that a lot of old school NFL folks use about rookies, that they're wearing their diaper. The phrase that pays, though, that I heard one of the first times I was in the NFL Network, the old Parcells phrase of a rookie no longer playing like a rookie as he dropped his Huggies. Well, we talked earlier this, I guess a couple weeks ago, after Drake May and the Patriots came close against the Steelers, and then after that game, taking care of business against Carolina and just spanking them, putting the most points on a team that had just shut out an opponent in quite some time in Carolina. We were talking about how Drake May was doing things that we hadn't seen statistic-wise out of a Patriot quarterback since Tom Brady, in terms of efficiency, in terms of touchdowns, in terms of ratings, in terms of all of that stuff. Well, guess who dropped his Huggies and basically removed them for good last night, it feels like. I'd be one Drake May. Gents, get ready for all you Patriot haters out there coast to coast. But they officially have a live one now.
We're back.
Now, we'll put a pin in that one, sir, which is, you saying that is exactly why people hate the Patriots coast to coast. That said, what Drake May has done cannot be denied. And what he did last night is exactly what Josh Allen and the Bills have done to pretty much everyone else, certainly in that building, which is roll out, extend plays, and become unstoppably relentless. Drake May rolling to his right last night was a nightmare for the Bills defense. An absolute positive nightmare. You could not get him down on the turf, extending plays and making throws where you're like, where did he see that? How did he see that? How did he complete that? And again, the person you're normally saying that about in that building is Josh Allen. That's how good Drake May played last night, and he did it in the money crunch time. Certainly after the Bills came out after halftime and scored a touchdown, and no doubt everyone in that building, with the exception of the guy who wearing that Matt Milano jersey, who ran out with a football.
That was cool.
Tirico's calling, that was amazing.
Everyone in that building, when the Buffalo Bills took that 10-6 lead with the Curtis Samuel 6-yard touchdown pass, everyone thought, okay, order has been restored. It's going to be the Bills' night. The Patriots, nice plucky first half out of you. Mm. Like, honestly, that I believe was the sentiment for most people sitting there watching Sunday Night Football, and certainly in that building watching their players wear the ice uniforms or whatever the heck they call them.
Well, especially when the Patriots settled for a field goal with 1 second left at the end of the second quarter. Like, got to go for it. Got to score touchdowns to beat this team.
That's the general sense. Drake May, after that Samuel touchdown, for the rest of the night, went 13 of 14 for 184 yards. Unbelievable.
Balling.
100% balling. And the defense was balling out too. And Stephon Diggs is one of those guys that you just don't want to piss off at the wrong time, at the right time, or whatever time there is to piss him off. You don't want to do it. And it's his first time back in this building since being traded. He did play against the Bills last year, but it was in Houston. This was his first time back in Highmark. And you want to talk about a Highmark for him as a Patriot, 10 catches, 146 yards. Most by any former Bills player against Buffalo. The biggest night of any former Bill against the Bills at the position. That's what Stephon Diggs did. And he now has 100 or more receiving yards in consecutive games for the first time in 2 years. Never did it as a Texan. We all know it was an injury. Shortened season anyway. And Drake May's found his guy. And Drake May, man, again, after the Bills tied the game and left too much time on the clock, words you didn't really say much about last year's team. Uh-oh. We left too much time for Jacoby.
Or the year before that.
Or Mac Jones.
Left the year before that.
Words you never heard in the last couple of years in New England was left too much time for Zappy.
I said that once.
Did you really?
The year before that.
My bad.
Yeah. The year before
left
that.
Too much time for Zappy. Drake May. Left too much time for him. And the night capped by the final drive, started by the play of the night, that personified everything that I've talked about, May. First snap on the final drive on the north side of the two-minute warning, Daquan Jones jumps the snap and essentially envelops Drake May. And this is no small man. May shakes him off enough to be able to avoid the sack. And I thought he's throwing it away.
Right.
He made a 12-yard reception happen to Stephon Diggs. And then after Ramondre Stevenson, 1 yard run, dropped it into coverage perfectly to Keyshawn Booty. And then the final booty of the night from Andy Borogalis.
Look at you.
A 52-yard field goal with hardly any time left for the Buffalo Bills to come back. And that's the way the Patriots put their card on the table to say, we are no longer doormats. We are 100% in the mix for a playoff spot. We have the right head coach. We definitely have the right head coach and offensive coordinator in Josh McDaniels. And 100%, do they have the best? Do they have the right quarterback? And until Jaden Daniels showed up yesterday and started doing Jaden Daniel things for the Washington Commanders, and Bo Nix played well yesterday as well, 100% the most improved quarterback from last year's draft class. 100%. Now you could say Daniels and Nix don't have much more to improve. In order to improve, and we'll see how they do from here on out. But as of week 5, Drake May, 100%. You hit it. Patriots hit it in the quarterback front. Kid is something else. Kid is something else, and he had a little bit of fun afterwards talking about how he could not watch the game-winning field goal that he set up with his remarkable evening, remarkable night. In support of 3 takeaways taken by the Patriots. First time they've done that since 2002 at Buffalo Week 18. But again, those games, as you know, were all just the Bills getting ready for the playoffs. And their streak of consecutive games with fewer than 3 takeaways, 38 in a row, the longest such streak in the NFL, is now over. And Drake May made it all cash.
Yeah, I couldn't watch. You know, I couldn't watch. Couldn't watch. You know, it was just trust. You know, just trust in him. And you know, he back in the day he was committed to North Carolina High School when he flipped on us. He went to Miami. But you know, what a kick. You know, pressure, ultimate pressure. tell people all the time, you know, other than quarterback, I think kicker's got it. You got a lot on the line, so it was sweet to see.
What did you do, shut your eyes?
I was just looking down at the iPad of something in the run game I could have done in the last couple of plays to get another first down.
He looks 12. It's unbelievable. He's a man-child. He just looks 12, and he plays like a veteran now. Boy, does McDaniels have this thing working. And listen, the division's in play as well. And you got to feel really good about this, brother. Really good about
it. Yeah, we're back. And everyone should be pissed that they didn't get theirs in the 5 years that we stunk. Because
what does that mean? What does that mean? The Chiefs got theirs. Yeah. The Eagles got theirs.
Yeah, right. And okay. the 29 other teams should be pissed that they didn't.
So now you're going back on another generational run?
Yeah, it's absolutely happening.
Really? You sure about that?
Yeah, your team ain't doing it. We know your team ain't doing it.
And I'm not saying here we're back. This guy.
So back. Pull up the Pat schedule.
What are you smoking, bro? Give me something.
Tell me how it's not 12-5 at worst this year.
Here's what I will say. With all
divisions in play,
with all seriousness and due respect, by the way, no doubt.
And guess what? Play. Now free agency is going to get a lot more hotter because guys are going to want to come on to play with Drake May and Mike Vrabel.
I got it. Now, this is, by the way, the man. This is the man.
How can you laugh?
The brain behind.
Did you watch the game last night?
I watched the game last night.
This is the brain behind Overreaction Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, young teams are up and down. Let's see how consistent they can play. I just talked about how special Drake May looks. He's got to be consistent. He has been as well, even with the losses. This is four straight games with a passer rating of 100 or better. And the last quarterback in New England to do it was Brady in 2018 and 2019, his last 2 years there, when he did it in four straight starts. He's special. He's a special guy, but it's up and it's down. And we will see. You take a look at the schedule. We can pop it up there.
You commit dumbass personal foul penalties.
The fumbles that they had against Pittsburgh.
Fumbles, sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
get that out of the way. That was the preseason.
Again, please put up their schedule. There it is. And there are winnable games. You're at New Orleans. You're at Tennessee. Back-to-back visits to the teams that just won their first games. And then you've got Cleveland at home. We're assuming it's going to be Dylan Gabriel's fourth start in a row. Never know. Could be Shadur. Could be Flacco back again. You got Atlanta coming in. You visit Tampa. You still have two against the Jets. Baltimore, we're assuming, will be much healthier and a totally different team at that point in time.
They will have packed it in by December 21st.
I will push back on that notion.
Yeah, if Lamar's playing, he ain't packing
I will push back on that notion and extremely hard.
Lamar ain't playing defense. We'll talk about them. 40 a game.
No, listen, I like your excitement.
That looks like 13-4 to me. Well, and that's just like giving them losses at Tampa at home against Buffalo.
I'm with Brian. Granted, the Buffalo win was great, but you beat the Dolphins and the Panthers too. So
hold on a minute. You got to play who you got to play.
Telling me this morning.
No, listen, you got to play who you got to play.
Yeah. And those garbage teams on that schedule.
They have a young team that's learning how to win and how to win together with a new coaching staff that's leading the way. You've got to give it up. That was a Stones win. That was a great win. You could make a case it's one of the best road wins of anybody in the league this year. We started the show with one of them, with Denver at Philadelphia. This is a monster win for them and a big confidence boost. They just have to play like this consistently, which is tough to do in the NFL. We shall see. But without a doubt, a playoff spot is in the offing. When you look at the rest of the division, there's only one other team, and you just went in their house and beat them, and you're only one game behind, you're half game behind them, essentially. So, yes, there's lots to be excited about. And as for the Buffalo Bills, I will just say this. Throw this one out.
Yeah, they probably needed a little wake-up call.
That's it. Just throw it out. You're still one of the best. You've still got a terrific quarterback. I'm not going to sit here and go, they're less than, you can go get them. Everyone's going to be able to go get them. This is one of those things where they got hit in the mouth. They've been bloodied. They just tasted blood, and we'll see how they react to it. They definitely have the team and the staff and the quarterback to react well to it. But what this does is you look at this right now, just to wrap this whole thing up, from the beginning of our show to now, this league is wide ass open, and it is there for anyone to take and catch fire and take. anybody can win it this year.
Who would you peg as the Super Bowl favorite right now?
The Lions in the NFC. And that was the one that I picked before. And I'll stick with it. We'll see what the Chiefs do tonight. And we'll see if they've turned a corner and Rashee Rice comes back. And we'll see how healthy they are and how they play. You're still going to have to beat the Chiefs at some point. And the Bills are definitely a contender. And you got to throw the Colts in there. And you got to throw that in the AFC. In the NFC, there's other teams that can come to the fore. But this AFC is open. The defending Super Bowl champs go down, and that's one thing. But the longtime Super Bowl champs and defending AFC champion Chiefs can start making hay and look out. The Bills can start making hay just like they did in the first 4 weeks of the season and look out. And the Colts and the Chargers and the Broncos and the Steelers are 3-1. They're sitting back watching the rest of their division fall completely apart.
And the Patriots.
And the Patriots are 3-2.
They're like,
so, you know, that's what this loss by the Bills says to me is the AFC's wide open. Anyone can take it. Laugh all you want. Colts can take it. Broncos can take it. Chargers can take it. Steelers can take it. Bills can take it. You know, and the Patriots, Chris, if they can keep playing like this, taking the ball away, overcoming their own mistakes, and having a 100% load at quarterback, they can do it too. Completely open the AFC. We're back on the simulcast on Disney Plus, the ESPN app everywhere, and ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. In a moment, we'll head on the Ravens and finish up this hour with an interesting did you know from that dynamite game between the Bucs and the Seahawks. This is the Rich Eisen Show on a Week 5 Monday.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
As many of you know, supporting pediatric cancer research is something I care deeply about. That's why I'm proud to share what Hyundai's doing through Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, with every Hyundai sold, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research. Alongside over 850 dealers, they've raised more than $277 million, helping over 25,000 kids and supporting more than 1,400 research grants at 175 institutions nationwide. This year alone, they've committed another $27 million in honor of the 27th anniversary of the program. And they're proud to have national youth ambassadors like Jackson Trin and Emmy Cole, who bring hope to kids across the country by sharing their stories. Because at Hyundai, hope is our greatest feature, and it comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more. Rich Eisen here for Sonos, the speakers that bring every game to life in my own house. With studio quality sound, Sonos makes you feel like you're right there in the stadium. Whether you're cheering on your team, binging your favorite show, or listening to the hottest songs, Sonos fills every room with incredible sound. Setup is easy. Just plug in, open the Sonos app, and you're ready to go. Want stadium quality sound at home just like me? Because I love Sonos. You will too. Explore soundbars, speakers, and more at Sonos.com. Sonos, they look as good as they sound. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. As you know, my logo is me running my suit like I do every single year for charity. And so that means this is perfect for me to talk to you about Hyundai Hope on Wheels. I care deeply about cancer research and awareness, and so does Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For 27 years, every Hyundai sold has helped fund life-saving pediatric cancer research. Together with over 850 dealers nationwide, they've raised more than $277 million, supporting over 25,000 kids in their fight against cancer. At Hyundai, hope isn't optional. It comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and visit Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more. 844-204-RICH is always the number to dial right here to have a conversation with us here on the Rich Eisen Show. Mike Mayock will join us in the middle of the next hour to give his thoughts on everything we've either already unpacked in this first hour or we're going to for week number 5. The Baltimore Ravens are 1-4. They were missing, a Pro Bowl defense, the number of defenders that were out yesterday, and then Lamar on top of it. You knew they were going to have their hands full with the Houston Texans. We're coming in, coming off of a shutout win over the Titans, feeling good about themselves. Their first win of the season. They've never won in Baltimore. Do you know that? Did you see that? It was their first win ever in Baltimore, regular season and playoffs. And Stroud came in and looked like the rookie of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
From a couple years ago. And everybody's ready to bury the Ravens, not just this year, because they're 1-4, but, you know, maybe for good. Like, the window is closed. I believe that was that an overreaction Monday subject?
The Ravens have peaked under John Harbaugh.
Very good. Yeah. Which is another way of saying the window's closed.
Sure.
So here's John Harbaugh on getting absolutely manhandled at home. It really was tough to see all the missing empty seats in the upper reaches of M&T Bank yesterday. It was the most points a Ravens team has given up under John Harbaugh, 44-10. And, you know, they kind of even think they let off the gas and they put Davis Mills in the game. This is what John Harbaugh had to say after the loss.
Got beaten every way you can get beat. Very disappointed with that. Did not expect to see that. Thought we'd play a lot better than that based on the way we practiced. And hats off to them. They played a really good game, made a bunch of plays. Did a great job on first down. We did not. Built a rhythm really throughout the game. We did not. So just a complete disappointment. And we're going to have to find a way to turn it around and figure out who we are this next week and then into the bye and after the bye. We're going to have more than half the season left, and we're going to have to find ourselves. So that's what our aim will be going forward.
Well, if the Cooper Rush that showed up yesterday, unlike the Cooper Rush that showed up in support of Dak Prescott all those times in Dallas, if that guy shows up next week, the team that they're going to be coming out of the bye is the uniform number for Rush with just a dash between the 1 and 5.
Ooh. Yeah, my higher register did not pan out.
The Rams, yeah, I know, right? I think the Ravens could do it. Not at all, and it was apparent from jump.
Yeah.
The Rams are going to come in and try and jump all over the Ravens before they head off to London to take on the Jaguars, which is another game that I'll be calling on NFL Network after the Jets and Broncos this coming Sunday. I'll be in London in short order.
That game could be real nice.
And still, by the way, I'll be zooming in from London, as well as we're doing the show from there in the 2 days before Rams-Jaguars. Susie Schuster sitting in this chair on Thursday, Tom Pelissero for the days that I'll be out in London before those Thursday shows and Friday shows that we do together in London. And I'll be zooming in as much as possible. So that said, I'm concerned about the Ravens. They'll be 1-5. Let's hope they come off the bye, they get their defenders back, they get Lamar back, and then they go on an unprecedented type of a heater. Home for Chicago, at Miami on a Thursday night, at Minnesota, at Cleveland, home for the Jets. Those are games that could potentially, if they just heat up and get everyone back and go on a run, they could be above 500. I know there's a lot of ifs and buts and candies and nuts. But then they've got Cincinnati on Thanksgiving night, Pittsburgh at home, at Cincinnati again. That game against New England is no longer one of those layups, right? Which is why you always got to think about this before you go in to a season, assuming. They just got to get healthy and go on a run. They can do it, but from a 1-5 hole, unless they suddenly show up and beat a Rams team that's ready to just jump on them and wipe the taste out of two of their last three losses out of their mouths. I'm concerned, but I'm not ready to bury them, is my headline on the Baltimore Ravens. And I know I'm an outlier on that, but it is what it is.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.